In a good year, where I'm standing right now, I'd be paddling. And in a bad one, at least my feet would be wet. But right now, the part of the Darling River I'm standing in is dry. A few stagnant pools are hanging on, and further upstream, water is being held up by block banks. Irrigators in this part of southwestern New South Wales want a guarantee that any inflows to the Darling River system will only be delivered to stock and domestic and high security water users. Irrigators Rachel Strawn and Alan White have been pulling out fruit trees and reducing water on wine grapes in an effort to use the water they have left on their most important crops.
Well, certainly the bank that's here at Jamesville is holding up more water than we initially thought, and there is still some water in there. We don't literally know how long it's going to last. I'm fairly confident we'll have water to the end of this month. End of February is perhaps a bit iffy, and March scares me.
Rachel, you've also got block banks at your place. What does the river look like downstream of your property?
Below the bottom block bank, so between the Murray influence and the lower block bank, there's actually no water at all. So we've destocked those paddocks. There's no boundary there at all. We've got pictures of my kids playing on the bed of the river again, because it's just a really sad reality that there is no water left to have a continuous flow through to the Murray.
So what are you both doing then to manage your properties? You do have a high security allocation, you have permanent plantings. What's been the advice that's been given to you both about how to manage these permanent plantings, and how are you adjusting your agricultural practices at the moment?
We've been told to run our businesses as per usual, so there's been no promises of anything bar that we need to keep our permanent plantings alive and we're to make do with what we have. We've turned off.
So who's given you that advice?
Our DPI Water have given us that advice. So we've turned off effectively a quarter of our permanent plantings to prioritise watering on the other three quarters of them, concentrating mainly on our younger trees and our more profitable crops, so we can actually keep cash flow on our table. But coming into February, it's a scary situation unless we get some inflows into the lakes that will replenish and have some replenishment flows be allowed to be down the Lower Darling.
What about you, Alan? What have you had to change?
Well, it's effectively a prioritisation process, and like Rachel, we've turned off patches. Behind us now used to be a patch of trees, it's now bare ground. And particularly with citrus, there's potential for issues around water quality, so we're doing quite a few things to manage the water quality. We're using a lot of sulfuric acid to drop the pH down, as the pH is going high in much the same way as the salt is. So, you know, we're effectively trying to do the best job I can with what's there. We'll do what we can.
As a group, you guys, along with some of the other growers in this part of the Darling River, put together a proposal to the New South Wales State Government to sell back your permanent high security allocations and to be allowed to pull out your permanent plantings in exchange for being able to plant seasonal crops. What's happened with that application? Have you had any response from the New South Wales Government?
We've had no formal response to date. We've had some off-the-record discussions with them. Our last discussion with DPI Water was they told us just to continue farming as per usual because they couldn't give us any answers either way. It makes it very hard, but that's where we're trying to ask for this water to be shepherded down from Queensland, because we're in a really critical situation that we can't keep our trees going and our vines going if we don't have inflows into the Menindee system very, very soon.
How long has that proposal been in front of the New South Wales State Government for?
It's now a little bit more than 12 months.
Last year, supplementary access was banned or embargoed to make sure that whatever water was in the Darling River was flowing through to the southern regions. Do you have some hope that that could happen this year?
We do hope. So they embargoed the BC and D class licences last year on the Barwon Darling, and we're hoping that that may happen again, or at least that the government steps in and tries to shepherd some of this water down to the Menindee Lake system and honour the higher class licences the full length of the river, not just in one area.
So you both reduce the water that you're using. Alan, you've reduced your consumption by about 25%. Rachel, you've pulled out around a quarter of your plantings, both of wine grapes and citrus. what has to be the next step for both of you and for the other water users in this part of the Darling River?
We need to keep farming. Like, we could get very bitter and agitated and angry if we don't just try and keep our businesses and our cash flow at least trying to happen and keep food on the table for our families. We can't just give up and go put our hands in the air and say, well, we're not going to get water. You've always got in the back of your head that hopefully that there will be a big rain event and that we will get water down the river again, and it will make our farming far easier to have a good quality supply of water here at our doorstep. You can't look too far negatively into the future. So as a farmer, you'll find most of us are all of a positive outlook as much as we can. But in saying that, we need government policy to honour what it represents and get the critical water down to those high security needs.
How has your relationship been with the New South Wales State Government and the Department of Water? How has that been going at the moment?
Probably the best description there is that there is scope for improvement. It'd be really good to see a few of the senior people out here occasionally. I think the beginning of last year, early last year, was the last time that there was any sort of direct communication with anyone along the river here.
We've got the situation at the moment that they ceased flows out of Menindee on the 15th of December, and it's been highly disrespectful of government that they haven't even put out a press release to this community to say that they've ceased the flows down the river from Christmas to New Year. It's like they've all gone on holidays and forgotten that they've got a river to run, but it was 10 days before Christmas they shut it off, and we still haven't had an official communique to say that they were doing that. Hopefully soon we will be hearing whether they're going to tell us what they're planning to do with the river, or if they're... We don't know. We really don't know.
In a statement, New South Wales DPI Water said significant flows are not expected in the Barwon-Darling system and none will reach the Menindee Lakes from recent rains. They also said a proposal for the buyout of high security licences in the Lower Darling has been received and will be assessed along with other options for the management of the Menindee Lakes system. And the New South Wales Minister for Water's office declined to comment.